Lord Lovelace stood at his own castle gate.